fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 29th day of December, year of our Lord, 2016, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. Tim assures me that he will have posted before the end of the day the Prepper Shows USA back on my website. We had it before. It'll be back. I'm there right now at the website, Prepper Shows USA. We got a map of the 50 states, light blue for our states that do not have prepper shows scheduled at the moment, and dark blue for the ones that do. Dark blue includes going from, starting at the extreme northwest corner, Washington State, Oregon, California, Utah, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Michigan, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia. So those are the states that currently have prepper shows scheduled this coming year. They're a lot of fun. I've been to quite a few of them. I meet a lot of my listeners at these shows. And so check that out. That's your prepper tip of the day. Got a new year ahead of us. The prepper shows are ways to find things you don't know exist, meet people of like mind, and just in general have a lot of fun. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info, and a man who is running water spontaneously stopped this morning. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Oh, that is a mess, buddy. Oh, what a mess.
Yeah. Well, we got people's interest. So your water heater needed a new element. You had it shut down, and what happened?
Right. Well, that's a good question. I went downstairs. My wife says, I hear water running. I put my head out in the laundry room. I figured one of the kids will have a utility sink going or something. And look at the top of my water heater, and water's coming out of both the inlet and the outlet side at the same time.
Right.
And,
you know,
obviously, top of the tank split.
Yeah.
You know, so Yeah, that's my project for today is securing a new hot water heater.
Well, this is a heads up for everybody who might be involved in the. I grew up in a plumbing family. I'm the first oldest son in more than a century that did not become a plumber, going back to the 1890s. But I did grow up doing plumbing work, and I jokingly referred to when you're done with this project, there will be a shutoff valve for that water heater, won't there?
Yes, absolutely, there will be. Right now, it's a shutoff right beside it for all the water.
So here's your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If this goes for all your sinks, your commodes, anything that you can have a shutoff valve for is usually not practical for a bathtub or shower, although that could be done with a little bit of engineering. You have to have an access hole typically in the wall behind it, but which may be a closet or an adjoining room. But regardless, anytime you're doing any retrofitting or any installation or work on your plumbing, you want to have shutoff valves at every point. And in addition, when it comes to your waste pipe, you want clean-out plugs.
At
strategic places, especially where there's a bend. So if you got a 90-degree bend in a waste pipe, and you have a need, I wouldn't do this unless I had other work to be doing, but I would cut out that elbow and put in a T so that at that intersection, you could have that one side of that T could be a clean-out plug to get in there with a cable and clean out. Because we had that situation here at my place. We have this place has been built and rebuilt a couple of times. And last time I was under the house, we had about a 4-foot crawl space. I did put in a couple of clean out plugs because there's been issues with cleaning out that waste pipe in the past. And it makes things so much easier, doesn't it, Tim?
Oh, you're not kidding, buddy. You're not kidding because, grease will get, will always clog up in those corners and stuff like that. And, having a clean out makes life so much easier.
It does. It does. So that's a good heads up there for all you folks that might be engaged in. So, if you can't do the plumbing work yourself, and you have a contractor come in, they'll understand what you want, and they'll appreciate that you understand, because if they get a call back to clean out the waste pipes, they'll appreciate not spending a little less time in a basement or crawl space or whatever it is. Well, Tim, we're in the middle of winter, obviously. We got all January, all of February. March is real iffy in our area as far as winter. Could be very mild and pleasant, or it could be brutal. We've both seen it both ways.
End of March, we've had, some of the heaviest snows we've had in the last week of March.
The heaviest snow I personally have ever seen in my life and living this part of the country was the first day of April, 1971. First day of April. I remember it, April Fool's Day. I was in college, and it was 13 inches of snow on the first day of April.
Wow
is right. And talk about shutting everything down. My goodness. But that was a prelude to a series of winters in this part of the country that went on for about 6 years, to the point where by about the second or third year, there were snowmobile dealerships opening up around Metro St. Louis. One of those winters, the mayor of St. Louis got on the 50,000 AM radio station, 50,000 watt KMOX, and put out an urgent appeal to civilians to loan the St. Louis City Police Department four-wheel drive vehicles so they could do patrols.
Man.
I mean, that's when you get the mayor asking civilians to donate four-wheel drive vehicles to the police, you got a problem.
Right. I agree. Yeah, you got a problem, that's for sure.
Oh yeah. Well, they were loans, obviously. So these people got their four wheel drivers back a week later with donut crumbs and crumpled up coffee cups in them. I'm just kidding.
Sure.
But
that wouldn't have surprised me, really.
Anyway, the world situation, we got Donald Trump sending a tweet, and I sometimes wonder if he's actually doing this or if he has an administrative assistant that puts out these clever tweets that he puts out.
I think he probably does it. I really do, because of the spelling errors and stuff like that occasionally.
Uh-huh. Well, the most recent one that we're aware of appears to be letting the people of Israel know that he's standing by them and he'll be there at their side in just a few short weeks. And that must be giving the people of Israel some peace of mind, I hope.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, I forgot. I saw the tweet, but I forgot exactly what it said. You know, basically, hang on till January 20th, if I remember correctly.
All right. Well, we may have disagreements with the government of Israel on one hand, but the people of Israel are good people that deserve to have a life and be left alone and be able to live in peace. The whole question of Palestine has been intentionally made far worse by some of the wealthiest entities on the planet, Saudi Arabia, for example.
Right.
The Palestinian question issue could have been easily resolved with the wealth of Saudi Arabia to relocate these people, provide them with housing, education, and jobs away from that area that they've been in for so long.
Right.
And I don't know why Israel agreed to this two-country settlement in the first place. It was a very stupid thing to do. But apparently they're reneging on that deal, best we can tell, aren't they?
Yeah, apparently so. Well, not really. It's so complicated, I don't even know how to describe it. Here's the problem, John. You've got the Palestinians saying they want a political solution. And the two-state solution, you know, they want their own state. But the problem is, even if they get their own state, they're still going to be coming after Israel, and everybody knows it.
Right.
You know, the
right.
Palestinians don't even want the Israelis on the same planet.
No.
And, you know, so it's going to continue no matter what. You know, if they partition and divide everything, there's still going to be attacks.
Right.
You know, there's
right.
no question about it. And everybody knows it. So, you know, renege, I don't know. I'd say seeing the truth.
Well,
and calling a spade a spade.
The 2,000 years of Palestinians occupied that territory was a wasteland. It didn't amount to much, where the Israelis have turned what they've got into some of the most productive agricultural real estate on the planet, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly. I forgot the phrase, but basically they've turned the country green.
Right.
You know, and they did it through water management.
Yeah, taking the same concept into the United States, if La Raza has their way, we would see Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, and California within 20 years be an area with dirt roads and no telephones.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you know, if they're really wanting Mexico to take it back, I think we ought to seriously consider letting them have California. I really do.
Well, for all intents and purposes, I'm going to encourage you. I know you read Dave Hodges frequently, but he has a very important article that he authored earlier today or last night, pulling together the pieces about what's truly going on in the American Southwest, not just California. There's some things I'm aware of privately that he did not include regarding Chinese military and Russian military presence in
right.
Mexico and Russian military presence in Canada as well. Canada pretends to be our ally, but allowing the Russian military in there in the numbers that they have certainly flies in the face of that statement. My friend, that's Command true. Sergeant Major Dan Page, has been on this show talking about how he personally got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida and flew across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. He personally did
mm-hmm.
this. And he's given his
right.
testimony as such. And we've had other journalists provide documentation about the Russian and mostly Chinese military presence in Mexico right now as we speak, and they have been for years.
Oh, yeah, they have been. They've been there, 10 years at least that I remember.
They're pre-positioning the heavy weapons of war, including tanks, anti-aircraft batteries, and so forth, in these remote areas. You don't know what remote is until you're in northern Mexico, do you, Tim?
That's true. That is true.
Incredibly remote areas with almost no people.
Yeah, they all came north.
And then, especially the working males. You know, a big part of Mexican GDP involves money orders and wire transfers from Mexicans working in this country illegally, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. They send money home to their family. You can't blame them for doing that.
No,
not really.
No,
there's a word for it, remittances or something.
Remittances,
like that.
Yeah, remittances, exactly. Yeah. Well, I don't blame them at all, but that doesn't change the fact that it's illegal activity.
Yeah, $60 billion a year worth.
I read something that was very eye-opening for me, and it made perfect sense. Do a segue here. When they passed a $15 an hour minimum wage in one of those states out west, within a few weeks, the workers were demanding working less hours because with the increased pay raise, they were getting their benefits cut off.
Right.
So the employers acquiesced and went along with the minimum. Not that they had any choice. They went along with the minimum wage increase. So now they're getting paying more money for less productivity.
Of course. Yeah, and not to mention, from what I was reading on that subject, it's been a couple of months, there's a lot of jobs that are just not going to be there now because, the employers can't afford $15 an hour.
Right.
And
right.
That takes the overall productivity of the whole business down.
Right, and there are people who certainly aren't worth $15 an hour. So the employer ends up hiring even more people to do the same work for a lot more money.
Exactly. Which causes prices to go up, which is going to cause people not to be able to go as far with their money as they did before, and then they're going to increase or demand another increase in the minimum wage.
All right. Well, then, it's a false way of thinking to think that you're going to tax corporations and get money out of them because all they do is raise their prices.
Exactly.
So,
now, Trump's idea of reducing taxes on corporations is really the smart thing to do.
It is, because that's what creates productivity and wealth. And there's literally billions of dollars parked outside this country in foreign bank accounts by American corporations because of the tax structure, aren't there?
Actually, it's in trillions now, John.
Is it trillions?
Not billions.
Okay.
It's in trillions. I think, what was it? I want to say that U.S. companies right now, if I remember the article correctly, have $4.1 trillion parked offshore.
Which brings up Rush Limbaugh's statement many years ago. Any human activity you financially punish, you get less of it. Any human activity you financially reward, you get more of it.
Correct.
So if you punish the activity of bringing money into this country, guess what? It's not going to come here.
That's right.
It seems pretty simple.
You're absolutely correct.
If you and I could sit out here in the Ozarks as barefoot peasants and figure this out, why can't the people run this country?
Oh, they can. They can. They probably already. They already know it. Look, Trump knows it. Of course, he was an outsider.
Right.
He knows
a genuine
it,
outsider. A genuine right? outsider.
I think that's why he won.
Well, those of us here in flyover country, we got riled up and actually went to the polls as opposed to staying home to watch Dancing with the Stars. And that's what shocked and surprised the powers that be. They thought they had it sewed up. It turned out Hillary did not win the popular vote either, even with all the fraud and illegal aliens voting. But she still didn't win the popular vote, did she?
The way I understand it, no, she didn't. Oh, it's break time, buddy.
Here's a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the home page, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday the 29th. Tim, your website at ruralsurvival.info, you have updates that you put out, alerts, I should say. Tell people about the alerts and how people can subscribe, if you would, please.
Sure. What the alerts are, folks, is what John and I use to tell our subscribers information that would be important. You're not going to get daily emails from us or even sometimes not even one a month. But what we do, we put out information that will affect your life after it's been completely verified, and also stuff that's not on CNN or Fox or any of those, unless they've got it totally wrong, which does occur. But anyway, if you're interested in these alerts, you go to ruralsurvival.info. Top left-hand corner or side of every page is a red link that says alerts. Click on that, and you can read all about it. The cost is only $1 a month to be on that list. But, you know, that helps pay for our time of doing all the research we do. And believe me, I personally do a lot. So that's what that's all about.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. And before I forget, do you have any flash drives in stock? And what are the flash drives?
I've got, let me see, not many. I've got four or five left right now. I got to reorder. But what the flash drives are, folks, it is a little tiny flash drive, 8 gigabytes. That has over 1,750 documents on, or 1,570, 1,570 documents on it. everything that you can imagine, from how to can vegetables to self-help medical, you know, when there's no doctor available, to tactical information and planning, to military manuals, to maintenance manuals, just tons of good information. If you want to read up more on that and see the index, go to ruralsurvival.info. Top right of every page, there's a red and black flash drive picture. Click on it, and you can read everything there is to know about it and see exactly what's on it.
Absolutely. Well, Tim, the new president will be sworn into office in less than 4 weeks. And a lot of speculation about what's going to happen, but a lot of optimism as well, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, the optimism. You can almost feel it in the air. I know with my listeners on my show, you know, when they call in and talk about it, you can actually hear it in their voice, the optimism that wasn't there prior to November 8th. You know, I've noticed a huge difference. You know, there's hope again, I guess is what you would say.
Right.
I hope that's not misplaced hope. You know, I'm one of these people, I believe it when I see it. But
right,
yes,
right.
There is.
Yep. Well, there is, and rightfully so. There should be optimism. There absolutely should be optimism, and I encourage that. And as the old saying goes, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. So it's a good time to be looking at economic opportunities, starting a new business, maybe an internet-based business, paying off debt, and at the same time making prudent preparations for whatever unforeseen things might come up, right?
Exactly. You know, I've read so many of these stories about people giving up on prepping now that Trump has been elected. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Trump isn't going to stop tornadoes. He's not going to stop earthquakes. Why, you know, to me, I would look at this, you know, if things do get better in the economy, this is a perfect opportunity to stock up more. You know,
absolutely.
Just because we got a new president is not a reason to stop pressing.
Absolutely, I could not agree more, and that's excellent advice, and I agree with you, and I advise everybody to don't even think about giving up your preps. That would not be wise at all. I had lunch with a retired military officer yesterday, and I pointed out the two things on our website: the screen captures from the first Godfather film and from Highway Patrol in the late 1950s.
Right.
Were inadvertently, with no connection to dialogue or storyline or anything, the real Navy map, was
right.
Shown in The Godfather. It was a scene from the Vatican where the Godfather was meeting a Vatican representative, and they got a huge mural on the wall. It looks like it's 500 years old, showing North America
right.
with new coastlines. And then the Highway Patrol episode, I think it was Dead Hunter, wasn't it?
Yes, that was the episode.
Yeah, and we got a screen capture.
Now you got me hooked on watching those things.
Yeah. A screen capture, the same map on the wall in an office.
Yep.
Amazing. Here's our break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill, and we'll talk about the energy cleaner. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse, for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. Back, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of December. This is 24 minutes I look forward to every week where we talk about a marvelous healing device. It's called the Energy Cleaner. We have a lot of new listeners. We've had about a one-third increase in listenership the last 3 weeks or so. So there's people who've never heard of this device before, the Energy Cleaner. We start these conversations with our disclaimer being given by the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, my friend Tom Berryhill. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Thank you, sir. We have a special promotion that is being sponsored by Tom Berryhill to help Republic Broadcasting. It involves the Energy Cleaner. And it's all the details are at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you scroll down the right side real quick, you'll see an orange sticker there. Click on that. And here's the deal. You mail in a postcard. My address is right there at my website. We have a drawing every 2 weeks. Next drawing will be a week from today. If your postcard is a postcard that gets drawn, you have the opportunity to purchase an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. That's a $70 savings. And you also have the opportunity to buy a mattress pad or pads 10% off. I've got some people, guys, Tim and Tom, that are mailing multiple postcards. They want to have, in fact, one lady, she's already won once, and she's mailing a postcard in a week, every other week, I should say. It's because she wants more energy cleaners at a discount. So it's, yeah, and $200 of the purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting. So that's it's helping Republic Broadcasting. It's helping the people who get the energy cleaners at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation all over, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir, it really is, John. We're able to help the people with that discount, and they get some tremendous benefits in their own health. So, and then, of course, they can share that information with others and spread the word.
Absolutely. So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about a healing device. People are familiar with TENS units. This is not a TENS unit. Many people are familiar with a Rife frequency generator. This is not a Rife frequency generator. It's simply a device that puts out what's called an electrostatic healing signal. That's why it only needs one wire. It doesn't need a continuous circuit. Sort of like a radio. That signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing fresh nutrition. And when it mitigates pain, because it's healing the source of the pain, which is not what pain medications do they, Tim?
No, they don't. You know, if they actually had something that healed the source of the pain in, regular medicine, then all those drug companies would lose out that make the pain medication.
Right, and that's a massive, massive book of business that they're not about to walk away from. So,
right.
There's a growing problem, which is kind of a rabbit trail, with the illegal sale of prescription pharmaceutical pain products, isn't there, Tim?
Yeah, there is. In fact, it's gotten so bad that with the VA, they wouldn't even prescribe me pain pills, not that I need them now. But at the right. time, I was still needing them occasionally. They wanted me to go to a pain clinic where I would have to take a urinalysis whenever they called me. I'd have to drive 30 miles each way to Rolla whenever they called me, and I had to bring my pain pills with me so they could count them. Well, right. Basically, I told them, screw off. I'm not playing your silly game. And
right,
I haven't
right.
ever since.
Right, and that's a direct consequence of what?
Oh, I don't have the pain like I used to.
And that's a direct consequence of what?
The energy cleaner.
Thank you. Thank you.
I thought I said that. Maybe I didn't.
It bears repeating, even if you did. Well, Tom, you're the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. You worked hand in glove with the inventor of the energy cleaner who put this whole idea together, and he was having these units built one at a time, you know, with a hand-built beautiful Amish wood cabinet plugged into 115 AC outlets, which certainly had some issues as far as safety was concerned. You brought in modern manufacturing methods, and you were able to reduce the price from $3,000 each to $285 each, shipping included. Pretty phenomenal, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it sure is, John. And, you know, even at the $3,000 price level, people were lined up because of the benefits that were received. The results were there, and people were desperate for pain relief, for healing, and they were willing to pay that. But so many people, John, nowadays they just don't have it. Our economy has been in the tank for a long time, and people just don't have the money. So we had to get this to a point where really almost anybody could scrape it together and get one of these units and get some pain relief. You know, in Tim's case, I'm wondering what the doctors think with everything they wanted him to do to obtain the pain medication. I wonder what they're thinking now he doesn't show up anymore. Do they ask you, Tim?
No, they don't ask me. I just leave it alone. You
yeah.
know,
uh, I always wondered what they're thinking over there when you just don't even show up.
I raised a lot of stink, okay? I was at the doctor's office. They had me sign this long form, and I got home with my glasses and read it, and I wrote them an email. I said, I am not playing this silly game. And I told the doctor at the time, I know this is not your fault, but no, I withdraw my permission. I'm not playing. And I'll find other ways to control the pain. And that's all I told them. And they haven't said a word since.
And you know, gentlemen, there's people that were on morphine. They had a morphine drip for pain relief to the point where it would not even help them with the severe pain they were experiencing. I was talking with a woman yesterday, John, that was interested in this for arthritic pain relief. And I mentioned the gentleman in Wisconsin that called us one time. Do you remember that, John? His father-in-law was in such pain that the morphine wouldn't even deaden the pain. They purchased an energy cleaner. I believe it was 2 or 3 weeks later he called in again and said his father-in-law was out and around, going to town, and living his normal life again. He was really thrilled with the outcome.
I do recall that, yes. Yes, and we've had dozens of stories like that, haven't we, Tom?
Oh yeah, over the years, hundreds, John, over the years, and even in recent years, many dozens. Yes.
Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you have issues with pain, it could be arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain. If you have issues not getting a great night's sleep, which most Americans over age 50 have, one or the other or both. The energy cleaner will probably help. And I offer something your health care provider is highly unlikely to do because they'd be out of business pretty darn quick. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. When you get your energy cleaner, you're risking nothing. Most new purchasers, and I got people buying their third and fourth units now, by the way, most new purchasers are getting their factory-made fitted mattress pad right there at the beginning. It's a great one certainly complements the other. These are washable, fitted mattress pads that go right on your bed. It could be a twin size, full, queen, king, California king, and of course a small travel pad, which I like to use while I'm traveling, or you can use a small pad on your recliner while you read a book or watch a movie, and just get going and get your life back, and that's what it's all about. And Tim, you did get your life back, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely, and John, I tell you thank you every show for giving me the energy cleaner. I mean, my God, I was looking at going into a nursing home type facility because I was becoming such a drag on my family. And, you know, that was all avoided.
So, that's right.
You know, because of the energy cleaner, period. That's the only thing I did different.
That's right.
You know, the good part is my mind's working much better now because I'm not on all the pain pills I used to be on. You remember that first prepper show? Every 2 hours, I was going across the street to the motel room, you know, to get another pain pill or two.
Right,
you know,
I remember
no
that.
Choice.
Right, I remember that.
No choice at the time. In fact, I was on so much pain meds, if you remember, there was about a five-year period that I was afraid to drive a car. I didn't even have a driver's license, and that was
my doing,
not the state.
That's right. Well, you wanted to be cautious, and that was the right thing to do at the time. But you got your life back because of the energy cleaner.
Absolutely.
You're taking less insulin than you had been before, which means you're clearly getting some pancreatic function back. And
I'm
you can be with
two-thirds of what I was before.
Right. The doctors told you that because of the exposure to a not quite fatal dose of ionizing radiation, that your pancreas was finished. You'd forever be a diabetic, didn't they?
Yeah. They said my pancreas was toast. You know, plain and simple. And I've been a diabetic now for 16 years.
Right.
And I probably was for a couple of years before that without even knowing it.
Right.
You know, but I'm not your typical diabetic. I'm not a very large man. You know, I weigh 155. You know, so it's purely from the damage. But the energy cleaner is obviously doing something.
It obviously is. So you can study up on the energy cleaner at my website, ladies and gentlemen. Read up on the patent application information. Read the excellent testimonials from people like our friend Steve Whitman. You can place your order right there on my website for the energy cleaner. for the mattress pads. I do take PayPal, by the way. PayPal is the most secure way to make any payment online. And as Tim frequently mentions, PayPal now takes payments if you live in the United States. So that's a good thing also to spread out that payments. And I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, the Energy Clear not only helps people like Tim who suffered a broken back on board a submarine when he was injured, ionizing radiation damage. It also helps people at the other end of the spectrum, people like my now 20-year-old grandson who's got a college scholarship for playing football. And these young men, God bless them, they're working out 4 hours a day, and they're hurting at the end of the day because they're always pushing the limits. But he has an energy cleaner attached to his bed, and he wakes up pain-free, ready to hit it again the next day. So both ends of the spectrum as far as physical condition. Right, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely correct, John. There's no question about that. You know, what can I say? It works. I don't know what else to say about it. Without it, and it literally, I might not be dead if I hadn't started using it, but I guarantee I'd be wishing I was. So that's the reason I say it saved my life.
Right, right. Well, within the first year, before the first year was over, which is year and year number seven now, I believe. Those are year number eight. Year number seven, right?
It's seven or eight. I'm not sure.
But you were climbing a radio tower to do work on a radio tower, riding your ponies across the plains of your ranch there, and using a chainsaw out there doing manual labor. All these things instead of sitting in a wheelchair in a VA center, drooling while you wait for your next meal.
Right, exactly. And I mean, it was, you know, I could still ambulate, but, you know, the problem was it was so difficult to do simple things like going up and down stairs, getting out of bed, even breathing hurt most of the time, just breathing. You know, so, I was in rough shape.
I don't know what they specifically do at the General Pershing Center, but I know what generally happens at these type of facilities. They get these men and women so medicated up that they basically can't do very much.
Right.
That's usually
probably what would happen. Yeah. However, when I visited, there were a lot of guys up walking around and going downstairs and getting coffee and all that.
Oh, that's good. Maybe they don't dope them up as bad as some of these privately run places, which can be pretty disastrous. Regardless, you're not there. You're home in Salem, Missouri, living your life and enjoying your life, and your daughter lives there, your adult daughter, your grandchildren, and running your hobby farm, doing all your IT work, because you're a real IT guy, aren't you?
Well, I pass. I'm passable. My biggest problem with IT is that I'm still using technology that's 15 years old. I'm getting the job done, but I haven't learned these new things like WordPress and all that.
Well, you get the job done very effectively, and that's all that matters. This is the time of year that we've talked about this before, Tom, when the seed catalogs are hitting people's mailboxes, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And if anybody is new to this technology, they should really take into consideration applying it to their garden or greenhouse. They will be overwhelmed with the growth rate of the plants, sometimes even greater than double the rate. If you're growing tomatoes or any types of vegetables, you'll be amazed at how good the plants produce, and you may have to start taking the extras up to the farmer's market and make some extra money on the side. You never know. That's what a lot of people are doing. They're reporting back that they're gathering up all the extra vegetables and taking them to the local farmer's market once a week. So, there's some there's quite a bit of extra money to be made if you're just a little bit resourceful.
Oh yeah. Well, folks, if you decide to start seeds, give yourself time. In other words, have your garden ready, because once you start those seeds sitting on an energy cleaner screen or whatever, be prepared for them to sprout and probably come up twice as fast as normal. I'm telling you that from experience.
Sounds like a plan, and that's what people should be doing. So you want to protect the energy cleaner if you have it outside with your garden from moisture. I would use at least one, possibly two Ziploc bags, one inside the other, to make sure it's protected from moisture. And I wouldn't leave it out there overnight, because you want to bring it in the evening to have it with your bed and your bed pad, won't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah. John, some people will just get an extra cable, or they rig up their own so they can just simply unplug it, move it in the house, plug it back in on their bed or their couch or wherever they have it set up inside, and they can switch it back and forth. Or some people actually buy a second unit to take care of
it. Yeah, well, that would be the easiest, obviously. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of December, visiting with Tom Berryhill and Tim Spencer. Tim, you were, in fact, an energy cleaner procrastinator for about 2 weeks, weren't you, sir?
Yeah, I was. I admit it. My own fault. You know, did not have. And that was 2 weeks of my life wasted, period. So, I finally got it going, and, hell, you set me up, batteries, screen, and everything.
Right.
I still waited 2 weeks to hook it all up.
I know. You know, I was calling you during those 2 weeks, kind of gently urging you, wasn't I, to get going on this?
Yeah, you were. You were. But and I finally did, and that was the smartest thing I ever did, was to hook it up. The thing I ever did was not to hook it up.
Well, you got going on it, and pretty quickly, within days, you started feeling something was going on. You weren't quite sure what it was initially, but you could feel something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and just to make sure it wasn't a fluke, I waited, 3 weeks before I went on the air with you to talk about it?
Yep.
You know, just
yep.
to make absolutely sure.
Absolutely. That's exactly what you did. So this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be an energy cleaner procrastinator. There's no excuse, is there? Why wait?
Well, you know, especially with that financing from PayPal, there is little to no excuse. You know, it takes it down to $50 or $60 or so a month. So, you know, most people can afford that. I roger up that everybody can't, but most people can.
That's right.
And
that's
it's
right.
definitely worth it. You know, for the
that's
cost,
right.
For less than the cost of one doctor's visit a month, you get, you know, this incredible machine that will probably, not a guarantee, but will probably make you have many less doctor visits.
Plus increased productivity, a new attitude on life, just a win-win situation every way you look at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Get off the pain meds, you can get your thinking process back, and because those pain, no question about that.
Right, well, the pain pills definitely slow down your brain, don't they, sir?
Positively.
Yep, they do. I don't want to be cut off by the music here, gentlemen. We're down about the last 2 minutes. You want to have any final words for these energy cleaner procrastinators, Tim?
Well, guys, you're wasting your own time by not getting one. That's all I can say. It's not a high pressure sales pitch. I don't make a penny out of this. It's just the truth. You know, the longer you wait, the longer you're going to be in pain.
That's right. Okay, thank you, Tim. Any final words for our listeners here, Tom?
Well, I agree with Tim, and also my favorite application is for the agricultural use as well as your own personal health and that of your family. But all the way around, it'd be a great investment if you're growing a garden, you have a greenhouse, and you want to live a pain-free life. It's a very low-cost way to take care of all of those.
There we go. Thanks, sir. We appreciate you being with us. We got a top hour break. We'll be back with Jeff Harnett. Stay tuned.
This is Jimmy from Zipa. I want to talk to you about something that really bothers me. Snoring abuse. It's a real thing. You hear me? Abuse. And it's abuse that's been going untouched for far too long. Guess what? I'm going to touch it. I'm going to touch it like crazy. Wake it up and make it a known thing here. Snoring abuse is not a victimless crime. You go ahead and you snore, you're hurting others because you're taking away from their very important thing called sleep. People need their sleep so that they can function. You hear me? There's millions of people that are snoring night after night, and they're not doing anything about that. And if you're the one who's snoring, you better go to Zipa.com and get this fixed immediately. That's Zyppah.com. You need to stop snoring abuse now. What about your children? They're not getting any sleep because you're snoring? Unacceptable. Order now. Go to Zeepa.com. That's Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. That's Happy Z spelled backwards.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.